Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
You might have heard of John Wycliffe, referred to as the morning star of the Reformation. We call Wycliffe that because he was one of the forerunners of the reformers in the Reformation that would come in the 16th century. Well, John Wycliffe was not the only star in the constellation. There were others who were knocking on the door, as it were, of some of the Reformation doctrines. And one of those figures is a fellow Englishman for Wycliffe, John Colet. John Colet was born in 1466. He was educated at Oxford at Magdalen College, which would come to be C.S. Lewis's college at Oxford. But we're back in the 1470s and 80s while Colet is a student at Oxford. After his time there, he went to France and he went to Italy to study further. He learned what the scholars were calling at the time the new learning. This was the new method of learning that would be different from the scholastics. Calvin, too, would come under this new learning when he was a young student there at Paris. The new learning gets at the heart of the Renaissance. Instead of simply just piling up sources, and instead of simply rehashing what all of the authorities said, the new learning said, let's go back to the fount, let's go back to the original, let's go back to the primary source. For the scriptures, of course, this would be the scriptures themselves. For theology, this would be going back and study scripture itself, rather than just simply looking at the century upon century upon century of church tradition. Let's read Paul for what Paul has to say. This was the learning that Colet was exposed to. He was also exposed to the teachings of Savonarola. Savonarola is another one of those pre-Reformation reformers in Italy. Armed with these ideas from Savonarola and armed with this method of new learning, Colet returns to England and begins lecturing in 1497 at Oxford, and he begins lecturing on Paul. He will lecture there until 1504. Among his students is the young humanist scholar Erasmus. Of course, Erasmus will go on to compile the Greek text in 1516, but one of his early teachers was John Colet, and Erasmus listened to Colet lecture on Paul. In 1504, Colet was appointed the dean of St. Paul's Cathedral in London. This was a prestigious post, and so he moved the short distance there from Oxford and settled in at London. And at this time, he had been very wealthy all of his life, had a very comfortable living from his family fortune. But at this time, his father dies, and as the primary heir, Colet receives this rather large family fortune. All his life, even though he had access to great wealth, he lived rather simply. And when he received this fortune, what he decided to do was establish a school. And so he established the St. Paul's School. It was a school that provided a free education for 150 boys. They went there and they studied Christianity, and of course they learned their Latin, but they also learned Greek. In 1511, Colet was called upon to speak against Wycliffe and against the Lollards. The Lollards were the followers of John Wycliffe. Well, everyone was surprised when, as Colet took the podium, he did not speak against Wycliffe. He did not speak against Lollardry. Instead, he attacked the church. He sided with Wycliffe. He sided with the contentions of the Lollards and pointed to the significant problems within the church itself. This was in 1511. This was 6 years before Martin Luther is going to swing his hammer and nail the 95 Theses to the church door at Wittenberg. Well, as you can imagine, this put John Colet on the hot seat with church authorities, and largely from 1511 through 1518, he was embroiled in controversy. In 1518, he made one final move. He made it so that his school would be out from under control of the church and would be free of the church's control. And then, in 1519, he died. That is the life of John Colet, one of the morning stars of the Reformation. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. Well, we have a brief moment here for a bonus quote, and I have just one line, but it is a very poetic and powerful line, and it comes from the poet, John Donne. "There we are in that blessed dependency to hang upon him that hangs upon a cross."